Good morning, this is Jazz and Bella with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane and the Gold Coast have been issued a measles alert by the Gold Coast Public Health Unit following a confirmed case in the area. An adult man was confirmed to be infected with measles after arriving from overseas and bridging through Perth on June 6th. People who attended the Brisbane Domestic Airport on Friday, June 6th between 7:10 and 8:35 p.m., passengers on board Qantas flight QF938 on June 6th, and those in the Gold Coast University Hospital Emergency Department waiting room on June 10th from 1:07 to 3:50 p.m. are being told to look out for symptoms. Yet the locations are deemed as posing no ongoing risk. Gold Coast Public Health Physician Dr. Hannah McKenzie said infection symptoms include fever, cough, runny nose, sore eyes, followed by a red spotty rash a few days later. Dr. McKenzie elaborated that vaccination is the best way to protect the community from measles.
And crews have begun work on the Story Bridge footpath in preparation for the installation of the replacement footpath decking. The $80 million Story Bridge restoration project has been ongoing, and in 2024, the appointed committee outlined a 15-year restoration plan, aiming for completion at the 100th year at the 10th year anniversary in 2040. The project was given $4.3 million to develop a further business case this year. The bridge's footpaths have been closed since the 5th of March, and the City Council stated that they are installing protective netting as the next step. However, these works are stated as only temporary, and construction plans remain unconfirmed.
In national news, an explosion on the second level of a Western Sydney apartment block has left two men in hospital this morning. Fire Rescue New South Wales was informed at just before 6:30 this morning of the blast in Lidcombe that blew out an adjoining wall between two units, and part of which landed on a car parked below. All residents have been accounted for, with one man taken to hospital in serious condition for burns and another for smoke inhalation. Police are yet to identify a cause but suspect self-harm.
And Australian Olympian equestrian rider Heath Ryan has been suspended from the Equestrian Australia organisation after footage emerged of him whipping a horse repeatedly. The video, allegedly 2 years old, emerged recently, showing a man striking a horse 40 times. Ryan responded to allegations, agreeing that the man was him, stating that he was acting in the horse's best interest. Ryan competed in the 2008 Beijing Olympics, representing Australia in dressage, and claimed that without the whipping, he feared the horse would have to be put down if he did not behave, after putting a woman in danger a year before.
In international news, Israel has carried out bombing in Iran's capital, Tehran, reportedly due to Tehran's advancing nuclear program. Residents have suggested that smoke appears to be rising from Chitgar, a Western Tehranian neighbourhood, as the White House did not have an immediate comment following the blast. Israeli Defence Minister Israel Katz has labelled the conflict a special situation, with the minister announcing schools will close on Friday across the nation. Iranian state media have reported that all flights from Tehran's Imam Khomeini Airport will be suspended in relation to the attacks.
For your weather today, Brisbane is in the midst of a cold snap until after the weekend. Enjoy the sun while you have it. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19 degrees. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zz.org.au.
Queensland Music Award winner Junga G releases his new album, Betting on